Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got 5 short minutes left with Lester Tarpley. Then the whole story of what happened with Luke Radowski and others in New York being arrested. Luke will be joining us in T-minus 7 minutes. Finishing up here, we have the real Board of Directors of America meeting with their front man, their spokesman, Obama, last week, the 13 zombie banks, briefly, and then Barack Obama, he is practicing all week and weekend how to, the etiquette of how to curtsy to the Queen, literally in the London Telegraph, how to curtsy. But first, the zombie banks.
The Board of Directors of the United States met with the president. These are the people who put Obama in the White House. They made him. They can unmake him. And I'm talking about Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, Pandit of Citibank, known as Pandit the Bandit in insider circles, Lewis of Bank of America, Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, Mack of Morgan Stanley. Blankfein and Mack were getting about a dollar every time you bought a gallon of gas last summer. They were getting about a dollar of it.
From speculation.
From speculation through the ICE market. Kelly of Bank of New York Mellon, that's the back office for the TARP. So they met Obama and basically gave him his marching orders. And notice the treatment they get: kid gloves, red carpet, wonderful.
No one knows
compared
where the money
to these
went.
Auto guys, yeah, who get nothing. Right? This whole thing about industrial military complex, there is none. It's the Wall Street banking derivatives hedge fund zombie bank complex that's running.
Okay. In closing, I want to get into the Queen thing.
The Queen. Obama is practicing the kowtow. In other words, he's practicing the hands and the head on the floor in front of the Queen. It's a moment of great humiliation for the United States. So he's going to be received by Queen Elizabeth. This family, I wonder if Prince Charles will be there.
He's being received on April Fool's Day tomorrow. Then he goes on to Europe for the G20. And it says, London Telegraph, he is practicing etiquette and gifts and how to bow to her. London.
The kowtow.
The first sitting U.S. president to go for an audience, he has been summoned. It's the first U.S. president.
Well, my friend Phil Berg of Philadelphia, right, has a case in federal court, which according to which Obama may well be a citizen of the British Empire by virtue of being born in Kenya, which would make him ineligible for the presidency. He's either a citizen of Kenya or of Indonesia. Indonesia may be a little bit more likely, but he may indeed be a citizen of Kenya. I think there's a real question about whether he's qualified to be the president. Suppose Prince Charles is there. You know, you want to converse with Prince Charles? Prince Charles went on television a while ago and he said, "These are my plants. I talk to them, and they talk back to me." I guess talking to plants is okay, but when they start talking back is when you got to worry. Or how about a little badinage with Prince Philip? Prince Philip is the guy who says, "If I could be reincarnated, I would like to come back as a deadly virus to kill people and solve the problem of global overpopulation." Now, that goes beyond the 1930s dictators.
But, I mean, this is unprecedented. They admit this is the first time a sitting U.S. president who has been summoned will go through all of
the kowtow.
Yeah, the kowtow, all of the forms of worship, going in and in reviewing line and having her. I mean, this really shows England's running it all.
Yeah, when your country is reduced to a ravaged wreck and derelict floating aimlessly on the ocean of adventures run by bankers. The United States is now a ship of fools run by derivatives bankers. So
one
this is what
left.
You're going to get.
One minute left. China.
Yeah, China. Learn Chinese, because they have an effective stimulus package.
They're building rail. They're building
infrastructure. Massive stuff. They're moving the world price of copper, the world price of lumber, the world price of aluminum, steel, and all these other things. In other words, the U.S. is putting maybe $60 billion into infrastructure. China, $600 billion. So that's a real stimulus.
Exactly. We're buying plastic toys and things and giving all our money to the bankers to buy bigger palaces. China's building lightning-fast rail, some of the fastest in the world, huge factories, schooling, everything.
We need to build. We ought to build 100 nuclear reactors, 50,000 miles of maglev, 1,000 hospitals, rebuild the interstate highway system, rebuild water systems,
and
canals,
that would fix
locks,
the economy right there.
Rebuild sewage, rebuild schools. Then you get rid of your $6-7 trillion infrastructure deficit.
We're out of time. I want to thank you for coming to Austin
my
on
pleasure.
Short notice.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend.
Honored
we'll be
to
right
be
back.
Here. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to go to Luke first because he has to go back into his college class. This is the first time we could get him today. Just got out of jail this morning. We got Manny Valencia and Anthony Veras coming up as well. They were also arrested. We'll go to them in a moment. Luke Radowski, we happened to be up here Saturday night. We heard you got arrested. You made your one phone call from jail, and we did an emergency broadcast, got the word out. So I want to hear what response that caused. What have you been charged with for asking Bloomberg a question or even arriving at a hotel to do that as a member of the press?
First of all, I want to thank you and your listeners for calling into the police station last night. My friend Anthony and Manny, they were listening to the police officers talking over about the press pass and how they wanted to charge me with having a fake press pass. It was your callers, it was you that called in and got those charges dropped. They are charging me with criminal trespass for walking into a hotel, nothing else. I was never asked to leave. I walked into the hotel, and as soon as I did, I was on the third floor. I was immediately ID'd by Bloomberg's personal security guards and police intelligence. I was brought downstairs. When I was brought downstairs, I was told I was detained. I asked them, why am I being detained? Why? What's the probable cause? They were like, no, just stay here. You're detained. They had police intelligence by me. Then the police intelligence got the police officers, and they told them, this kid won't leave. And I was asking, I was like, can I please leave? Can I please get out of here? Can I please go home? They're like, no, you stay here. They went to the other police officers, and they said, oh, he won't leave when we tell him to leave. I was already on the first floor. I was already
so that's a frame-up. Let's stop right there. Let me stop you, Luke. on record for folks watching this later on the web or at prisonplanet.tv or on the radio listening. In Truth Rising, there is the footage from two different camera angles. He's on a public sidewalk protesting the cover-up of 9/11 in front of Building 7. The retired police, the security thugs for Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, who's cashed in big time, they show up and say, we're going to say your camera's a gun, your backpack's a bomb. We know you're not a terrorist, but you'll end up serving 30 days in the hole before they figure that out and let you out. Then police show up in blue. They grab your camera. They say, this is a gun. It's all on tape. Somebody down the street gets some video as well. And because we happen to get away with some video, they didn't frame you for a bomb. So we have the police on tape trying to frame you for a bomb and a gun. So this is par for the course. They grab you. They say, stay here. And you go, no, I want to leave. And they say, no, do not leave. Some cops stay, others go. They come back and say, he won't leave. That is a frame-up. This is the type of criminal activity they operate in. So that's your headline there for everybody. The police are framing him just like they tried to frame him with a bomb. This is the hardcore secret police crime syndicate we're dealing with the New York Mafia. What did you say to them when they said, hold on.
Other guys with the camera back in the distance. That's why Manny was arrested. Manny was arrested for filming me getting arrested. Anthony was also in the building, and they set him up the same way. They said he would never leave. We were never asked to leave the building. I attended that building many times. This is where I confronted David Patterson. This is where I had a interview with Pataki and Charlie Rose recently, even within a couple of weeks. I walk in there, show my press pass, and I'm allowed in. I walked in there, and as soon as I walked in there, I'm detained immediately. I'm told to stay there. There's witnesses. There's video. But get this. I came to the precinct. After I got out of central bookings, I went to the precinct where the cameras and footage was located. I asked you for my footage and camera. They said, no, you're not getting your camera. You're not getting the three cameras. You're not getting the footage. It is criminal evidence, and the DA has to release it to you, and it's part of a criminal investigation.
Now, let's be clear. Let's stop here, because if you get some two-bit lawyer, we'll just waste money. Nothing will happen. You need to get press releases out on this to state the whole truth. They framed you. They told you don't leave. Now they're grabbing your cameras, which is your evidence, and your tapes, the evidence that they came up and said, stay here, and then went and lied and come back and say he won't leave. And now, if they erase those tapes, that's more criminal activity. This is racketeering. This is organized crime if they do that. So we have them saying, stay here.
I was actually told by correction officers and police officers who I befriended during this whole process that they will probably delete the footage, as I was told by police officers. I was in the 18th precinct. At the precinct, and they were telling me, you're going to be let go in a couple hours away from this precinct. Within a couple minutes, NYPD intelligence came down. A whole bunch of guys in suits came down, and they said, no, he's gone down to central bookings. They were looking through my pictures. They were looking through everything I had, literally, through everything that I had. They were just looking through every single thing, trying to look at any little problems with me, trying to get me in trouble. And they even saw pictures of me at a gun range, and they were asking me if I had a permit or a license, and they confiscated that camera as well and those pictures as well.
Amazing, yeah, there in the land of the free, home of the brave, going after your Second Amendment. Well, Luke, you know, that's why I watch what you carry on cameras. I know you guys tend to carry a lot of your old video and photos and family photos with you. You know, telling what these goons will try with that. Look, I commend your courage, and I commend what you've done, but I've told you, and I know you've said, no, I'm going to continue. I've said, look, they already set you guys up with you know, the other fella attacking you and then saying you attacked the girl in the wheelchair. They're going to set you up. You get death threats. They've already tried to claim you have a bomb on you. I'm not saying back off these guys, but I would only do it at press conferences, and I would watch yourself, because this is mafia. And next, the gloves are going to come off even worse. And you've done so much other good work with the other journalism you do, the other people you interview, the other people you confront at press conferences. You know, this is a mafia don you're dealing with, the mayor of New York. And they're really getting sick of you exposing the fact that he's blocking the first responders' health care and other things. And those police are more than happy to frame you and send you to prison because you dare try to get them medical care. They want to be abused. They want to be hurt by the system. They think it's normal to frame people, as we have on video. So I would get all their names, who they are. I would go through the procedures of demanding that you have to, when it goes to trial, you have to mark as evidence your videos and then demand that they give you your videos so that you can use that as evidence. You know, already the lawyer you guys had for the last case of this then died mysteriously. Tell folks about what happened with that.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that this was an official press event. This was a Bloomberg fundraiser that other press people were attending.
No, no, I understand that.
And the correctional
officers,
yeah. Go ahead.
But they don't, Luke, a year and a half ago, they already tried to say you had a bomb and your camera was a gun. And you get death threats at your house. All I'm telling you is go ahead and do what you're doing if you want, but be prepared for them to kill you. I mean, be prepared for us 6 months from now to hear Luke Radowski OD'd or Luke Radowski jumped off a bridge or Luke Radowski shot himself in the head three times. I'm saying be fully conscious of the area that you're entering here. Okay, these people set up governors. They don't care. Okay, and thank God we already caught them trying to plant bombs on you. So all I'm telling you is be conscious. You're 22 years old. You're not bulletproof. I'm telling you that in warfare and info war, there's a certain time to break off things when you know what you're going up against. I mean, you know, it's going to be hell just to try to get you out of this. And I know they're wrong. They're criminals. They're lying. All of this, I'm not trying to preach at you. I care about you, and I'm just telling you, watch yourself, and you really need to think about what you, you know. I understand it's a press conference. I understand you have a right. I understand it's a hotel with restaurants and bars, and you would have left if they told you to leave like you always do. I know. I'm saying they're turning up the heat. You go to other events. On the street, his security people run up to you separately and say, that's Luke Radowski. I'm just saying they're on you.
As Bloomberg security guards, they know me. Police intelligence knows me fully well every time I attend events. There's a historical past with this event that happened. Mayor Bloomberg, actually, a couple months ago, we confronted him because we're filming for our new film, Truth to Power. We confronted Mayor Bloomberg five times in 2008, and he actually put pressure on organizations that help first responders and told them, if he keeps confronting me, I'm not going to help you. If he stops confronting me, I will help you with the Zadruga bill. I will help you with fundraisers. Now I had to confront him because he went back on his word. I left him alone for a couple of months. I didn't confront him. He even walked by me a couple times, and I didn't even say a word.
I know, and I know. And now that you're trying to get the horrible little demonic thug-like pot-bellied police of New York. I mean, it really is like out of a nightmare movie. You're trying to help them. They don't like that. They hate America. They hate goodness. They hate the First Amendment. They love tyranny, and they'll kill you if they get a chance. So all I'm telling you is maybe they don't need health care. Maybe they want to die of the asbestos. You know, this is what they want. They want to pay. They want to be scum. That's all I'm telling you.
I will tell you that the higher officials of the NYPD and everybody involved with persecuting me is corrupt. But I, talking to the police department, talking to the corrections officers, going through the whole process down in Central Brookings, they are really fans of our work. They were extremely supportive and extremely helpful to me as well. There's a lot of good police officers out there that helped me get through this.
I know that, but I'm talking about the ones that are framing you. And I know Bloomberg said, okay, leave me alone. I'll get them some funding. But you know, regardless, then those officers need to speak up that you were framed. You know, I tell you, they need to know there's a lot of people watching this and a lot of people looking at this, and they need to know that they're going to end up, you know, this is mafia activity. Now, when are they saying you're going to get your footage back?
They said the trial's in 2 months. They said I won't be able to get my footage back. I'm going to have to go through lawyers and the DA in order to get my footage back with official letters and official requests.
You need to make a filing on evidence yourself that you need that for your trial. You understand?
And that's what we're going to try to do when we get a lawyer.
Look. The police, when they... Let me stop you.
Yeah.
When they beat somebody up on the side of the road, people sue and get the squad car footage. It's the same thing. They have to give it to you, okay? Go ahead.
I'm going to be talking about everything that happened in detail, even in Central Bookings. I mean, the stories that I went through the last couple hours were insane. I'm going to be doing a special live feed today at 10 o'clock on wearechange.org. I'm going to have to buy another camera because we don't have any cameras anymore because they're being held right now.
Okay, Luke, do me a big favor. Tell me specifically some of the things that happened while you were in there.
Some good things happened. I mean, they lost my files a lot of times, and even the correction officers were telling me that this is a political case. They're probably going to lose your files. They're going to try to keep you in there as long as they can, and they did. I went up to the jury, to the court trial in front of the judge many times, two times, three times even, and they said, no, we don't have your records. Go back. And I had to be sent back into the Central Bookings holding area, which is like a third world prison in there. And the conditions that I endured and Manny and Anthony endured were incredibly harsh and extreme. But even inside the prison, we saw amazing, you know, police officers, correction officers, even people inside the jail. I was inside the correction, inside the pen, with 50 people sleeping on top of each other, homeless people, cockroaches everywhere, bathroom overstalling everywhere. And even the people inside the jail cell with
me. Stay there.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's
a
documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $941.15, $470.58 for the half ounce, and $235.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $941.15, $470.58, or $235.29.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please.
Yeah, we apologize to Anthony. He had to go back to class. But tonight, 9 to midnight, Mermis is going to be live here. And Luke's going to do a video simulcast, brchange.org, for at least the first hour with Jason Mermis. So he'll have it up. They'll be passing the phone around. 9 to midnight tonight. Tune in on the Genesis Network here at InfoWars.com, and the five stations are picking it up for the full detail. Hear from all. I want to go ahead and bring up, you say Manny had to go. Anthony Veras is still there. Anthony, and then we'll go back to you briefly. Luke, I know you've got to go into class, too. I think this is a little more important. You guys might want to miss class, but not, you know, because the story's hot right now. Later, you won't be able to hardly get your story out. I mean, that's my experience with news. Going to Anthony. Anthony, what was this like? I mean, you're a key witness, even if they've confiscated the footage and may not give it back, that they said, you guys stay here. They didn't tell you to leave, and they came back and said, we told you to leave, and they're charging you with trespassing?
Yeah, well, in a nutshell, it's just a classic setup, Alex. We came into the building. We fanned out like we normally do. The only thing that was different from this troop squad and any other was that it was a Saturday, and we had a larger contingency there. We had about maybe 15 people. Might have raised some red flags. You know, just to reiterate what Lou said, we were never told to leave. My instance, I had gone into the building initially, did a little quick search right around to kind of get a feel for the place. As soon as I went back outside to speak to some other We Are Change members, I was told by Sabrina, you know, Luke is in handcuffs. At that point, I go inside, and I'm told by an elevator bank to, you know, stay right there. And, you know, a couple of minutes later, this guy grabs me, brings me in an office, and I'm being, you know, really harassed. And, I mean, it's all on tape. I'm being grabbed, physically assaulted, yelling at me, telling me to turn off the camera. You know, just real, you know, strong-arm tactics, you know, intimidation. And that's what they want. You know, to go back to something you and Luke were speaking about, you know, They want us to back off. That's what they want. And, you know, I fully understand the consequences behind our actions, but they have to understand also that this is not going to make us back off. This is not going to make us back down. You know, we're still going to fight for these first responders. We're still going to expose these scumbags. And if anything, it's
well, look,
just
I'm not telling you to back off. I'm just saying I would never be alone. How they got Luke and then they got you and they say, stay right there. You have to call every, you know, those witnesses. You need to get their names. Because they may not give your tapes back. It's just so criminal to see this happening. Any other key things that you want to report to folks, Anthony?
Well, I'm surprised they actually gave the vouchers, because when we first left the police precinct, they didn't give us vouchers for all the equipment that we had. They just gave us vouchers for one camera. And we went back saying that we have two other additional cameras here. And then they wrote out the vouchers for us. So hopefully we will be able to get those tapes back. I just wanted to also thank you. One of the first things I heard when I came out of the jail cell was, you know, you did some emergency broadcast that night. So thank you and, you know, everyone else who showed some support.
Absolutely. Luke, again, tonight you're going to be on First Hour with Jason Burmes on the InfoWarrior. Longer, if you'd like, we'll clear the decks for you and have some of the other witnesses there. Hopefully you can have Manny there since we weren't able to get him on. They're charging you all with this. Even if they convict you, you've got to then do appeal and show how they didn't give you your evidence back, and then you'll win on appeal. Then you'll have lawsuits individually. Were these mainly plainclothes officers on you from the photos I've seen, or were there any guys in the blue?
No, it was initially it was just, you know, just plain clothes, Bloomberg's goons, hotel security staff, and, you know, then they had called in the police. There was police on the perimeter of the building, very strong, because, you know, Bloomberg and other politicians were there. And, you know, I was in the room with security for no more than 5-10 minutes, you know, that were trying to grab the camera out of my lap as I was recording, grabbing my arms. And within 10 minutes, the cops were there and, you know, we were taken out.
Yeah, so they've got you in the office, but they're saying he refuses to leave, but we've made him go in the office. I mean, any jury hears that, even if they steal your tape. It's obvious lies. Luke Radowski, closing comments.
This is an outrage. This is sad that this happened. We're trying to get aid for the first responders that are sick and dying. Just a couple of days ago, Bloomberg cut 5,000 unemployment benefits, workplace benefits for first responders. He's lying to me. He lied to first responders and their organizations. We left him alone. He's not keeping his promise. Keep the pressure on him. He's not supporting the James Sedroga bill. Relaunch the campaign to save lives. Help support the James Sedroga bill. We're going to have more information on that website, on our website, wearechange.org, later on today.
All right, Luke. Again, tonight you're going to be on there, what, at your house, doing a video simulcast. We'll have you up on PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll even dial in and put that up like we did with you at the FEMA camp and some of the other live feeds that you've done from Denver. So we'll be simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. tonight with you. In fact, I'm going to talk to my IT guys. We might even just do a free simulcast of PrisonPlanet.tv and then mix in your video feed with the interviews with Jason Burmes from 9 to midnight tonight. And we'll do an hour, hour and a half on this subject, because even if you don't care about We Are Change and Luke, these great guys, it's the First Amendment, and it's the secret police and how they're trying to set folks up. Anthony and Luke of We Are Change New York, wearechange.org, thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me. God bless you. Thank you so much for your support, brother.
I want to thank all the listeners for their support, what they did. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, from the tent cities of California.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Got a host of other news we'll be covering next hour, getting into the abuse in the prisons, stuff they force them to eat. They know that they're, more than half their diet is soy. It's causing the men to grow breasts, to be totally unhealthy, have all these illnesses. They don't care. Let's talk some about that. A host of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. Compulsory National Service Bill introduced again with the compulsory service provisions. I'll cover that next hour, how that ties into slavery, the modern prison grid. You look at the graph from 1980, prison numbers, and it just goes like that straight up. from a few hundred thousand to millions and millions above 4 million and 7 million total in the system. Going to Rob Dew, Jason Douglas, I guess is still doing an interview with somebody out at the Tent City. They're in Sacramento, California right now. Rob Dew, our radio producer, also film editor and videographer for InfoWars.com, working on the new Obama film with us. Not Obama Deception, another one we're making for July 4th release. No rest for us here. Rob Dew, tell me about your experience when you got into Los Angeles, what you saw there with the homeless in tent cities, what you witnessed up in Sacramento. They're now going to force them. And I have a video clip coming up with Schwarzenegger and the Sacramento mayor saying, look, tough love. You can't just live out here in tents. We're going to make you go to the fairgrounds. So Rob Dew joining us from California.
Well, Alex, I don't think they're going to go quietly. Everything, the people that we've been talking to here, they don't plan on going to this expo, Cal Expo Center. They're very, they don't get a lot of information or feedback from the mayor or the city. They just come down all of a sudden and tell them things. And, it's a real interesting environment. Everybody that we've met so far has been really nice. These people just want to live here and be left alone. And, you know, it's right at the edge of town, and you go right over some railroad tracks where a levee is, and you can see there's at least, in just this one little area, there's at least 300 tents kind of spread out over a few acres. And from there, it goes, the levee runs right along the river, and then, you know, they say it runs back another 6 miles. There's pockets of tents scattered in. And so there's a lot of people here. It's really windy right now. It's been hard to get good audio for the interviews. We have to get inside a tent to keep the wind out. But we've met a lot of nice people, and they say they're not going to move. You know, they say if they try to make us move, we'll just grab our stuff and walk off. And,
well, listen, I want you guys next to hike all the way down that and to have Jason Douglas interview you as okay. You go through the trees, as you go by the levee, and show how there's a whole community down in there. You know, the media says 145 tents, but then local news has said up to 300 tents. How many people just in this one archipelago of people living on the edge?
Well, I would say it's definitely more than 350 people that I've seen walking around. We counted the tents in just the one area that we're at. We have there's 85 in one section, then it runs along a fence line where there's another like 30, and then there's another section that opens up, and that's got 40 there. And then even before you get to those areas, there's, you know, pockets of 10 tents here, another 15 here. You go across the bridge, there's some underneath the bridge. So they've really, you know, scoped that area out, and you know, they say, look, we're not bothering anybody. We're out of the way. No, they really don't have a lot of crime there. We were there till 10:30 last night, and at no point did we ever feel threatened, you know.
Now, what type of folks are these? We've seen newscasts where it's lower middle class people who got a bad mortgage, lost everything. They can't get credit for the 2-3 month down payment for an apartment or a rent house. So most of them have said they're trying to save money to get out of there, and that they're going and leaving with their cars to jobs.
Right. Well, and that's an interesting thing. We met one guy who's been working. He's been out there for about a year now, and he has a day job. He works every day in construction and comes back and lives there. And he just, you know, he likes the freedom. He doesn't really want to have an apartment. You know, a lot of these people, what we've been finding is that they want to be out here. They're not looking to be part of the system. We have met people who've been kicked out of their apartment for not making rent, and then they have to make that money, that 2 months plus a deposit. And then if they have a dog or, you know, or a cat, you know, it's another 300 or 400 on top of that. So we have yet to find a person that said they've lost their mortgage. Although, what we're hearing from the people is that, a lot of the people we've talked to is that there's one guy that lost his mortgage, and he was there for about a month and a half, and then he left, but he still comes back to bring stuff for people. So what we're thinking of is, from what we've been gathering, is that has kind of been hyped up in order to create the news story. But these, you know, a lot of the people said they've been out here for years. There have been some people who've been out there for a few months. A lot of people, they're either getting kicked out of their house by their spouse, or they're just losing their apartment because they can't pay rent. We met one guy who was a director of sales for his company, this small company was a flooring and tile company, and the company went under, and he lost his job, and he hasn't been able to find a new one. And he was staying at the Cal Expo Center for a while. But you got to really hear about this Cal Expo Center. This place is definitely, this is like a FEMA camp in the making. I mean, you have to be there. You have to be at the pickup point by 3 p.m., and they bus you over to it. So you're not allowed to bring hardly any personal possessions. You can bring a backpack and a bicycle if you have a bicycle. And they put those in a storage unit for you. When you walk in, and the guy's telling us all this. We have it all on tape. He said, first they wand you down, and then they pat you down.
No, it's presence. Listen. I mean, go over, but this is what I kept telling people. They say they have in the news CPS in there if you have kids, and they say, oh, your child's in danger, they grab them. So they won't let you go out and live in the woods or go out and live on the side of the road or, you know, live by a river and then try to raise money. They're going to force you in with the crackheads, with the heroin heads, with the schizophrenics, with the, you know, kind of baseline of classic homeless. With this new homeless, the working poor, integrating them into this hellhole, taking their basic freedom away. And as the economy implodes, you're going to see more and more of this. And this is the precedent Obama has said and the bills introduced to set up these FEMA camps and your prisoners in them. So what are they saying? What are they saying that the expo center, the fairgrounds is like? And are they saying they're going to be forced in?
Well, a lot of them are saying they're not going to go. If they say if they try to force them in, they're going to say no, and they're either going to grab what they can grab and move farther back into the woods. Because what's been happening, they've been kind of kicked out of different places, so they've been all kind of corralled into this tent city area. It used to be spread out over a larger area, and slowly people who own the different parts of the property are either telling them to move or kicking them out or whatever, so it's kind of conglomerating into that. But going to the expo center, you have to be at this bus depot by 3 p.m., so there's really no way you could have a job because you skipped out at 3 p.m., you know, nobody. And then they take you to this place. You're not allowed to bring anything with you. They do provide food there. Who knows what it's like? I didn't see the food yet. And then they're kicked out at 5 a.m. They wake them all up, put them back in a bus, and drive them back to Loaves and Fishes. So they're really not providing much, but just this kind of weird environment that you can kind of get some sleep in, because they do have some bunks there, but they say the bunks are made for almost children, and they spent almost $1 million to upgrade the facility, and they added 50 bunks. There's a lot more than 50 people out here, and, you know, they're not going to go. I can see that right now. They're either going to pick up their stuff and walk away, and, you know, what they said is before they've grabbed the stuff, thrown it in a dumpster, and then they just wait for the cops to leave, and they go back and get their stuff out and set up their camps again.
All right, Rob, here is your mission. I know some of them are going to have cell phones for their jobs and things. Get as many names, numbers, and cell phones. Get a little bit of money, too, for their minutes. Yeah. I want to interview them when you get back at the end of the week. I want to have three or four of these people on, kind of a cross-section.
Okay.
And I want you to give them the producer cell phone you have, the company phone, to call that when all this starts so that we can, or a day or two, if we can find out when they're coming, I will send you back to California so we can be there, or we can get citizen reporters, We Are Change, or, you know, 9/11 Truth, or Ron Paul Meetup Groups, whatever. To cover this when they try to forcibly move them. Schwarzenegger has said sometime in the next month. Now, he's been out there several times. We're going to play a clip of that coming up in a few minutes. Do they have any idea of when they're coming to throw them out?
They keep saying for what they're thinking is the end of May is what they keep hearing now. The end of May is the time that they're going to have to be moved. But they keep moving it. A few weeks ago, it was the end of April. Before that, it was the end of March, and now it's the end of May. So they keep kind of pushing out the deadline. And
well, if there's 350 people, how are they going to put them in something with 50 bunks?
Well, it's actually got, I think it's got 100 bunks, and then they added another 50 more. We're actually going to go out there today and talk to some people in a little bit. We're going to drive out there and see what it's like.
Yeah, I want you to be there at 3 if you can. I guess you guys are scheduled to come back tomorrow?
Tomorrow, late in the evening, we're going to take off, I think, about 6:30 at night.
Well, I mean, this is a key shoot. You might think about moving the ticket to Wednesday because I need you to go back through that archipelago to, you know, to show these are people literally in the wild living back here and how it's a lot larger than what the news even shows. I want to show them showing up to get on the bus at 3.
Okay.
So if you guys have to split up, that's fine. But that's in about 2 hours your time. I want you to get up early, please, to show them coming out at 5 a.m.
Okay. And I'm back. Yeah.
How much have you now? Are they letting you as media? Have you been out to the expo center yet?
Not yet. The people here they're a little distrustful of the media because they said the media's blown this up and kind of caused the attention to come on us, and now we're getting all these negative repercussions where before we were just kind of left alone to do our
sure.
thing. One thing though, a church paid for some porta potties they got 4 porta potties out there for the people, and the city came and removed them after 4 days. They said no, they're not allowed to have porta potties out here. So, you know, these guys are literally, creating little makeshift bathrooms. The one guy we've interviewed who actually, he has like 5 or 6 tents set up with, you know, wind barriers and stuff. He actually made himself a bathroom that, you know, that they can use. And for his group.
Yeah, so the city claims they want sanitation. Why you've got to go to the prison, and it is a little prison, but then you can't have porta potties out there. This is just outrageous. Now, what did you guys witness in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles is, we drove around to a lot of areas. We didn't see a lot of tent cities set up. We were in the, we went to South Central, we went to Koreatown. And just driving around the whole city, Jason kind of knows the city by the back of his hand. We started off in Long Beach. We went to a park where there supposedly, he said when he lived there was a ton of homeless people there.
Oh, I've seen a tent city in downtown L.A., but go ahead.
And
I guess they're always moving them, so they're hard to find, yeah.
I think they are. Well, apparently they had some in Long Beach, and we talked to a couple people there, and they said, no, they moved them out a couple weeks ago. And they even gave us a tip saying they brought them to this national, an Army Reserve base, and they gave us the address. We went over there. We didn't see anything there, and it looked like it was kind of closed up. But there was a few vehicles and a few buildings, but we didn't see anybody around
there. Well, yeah, they probably moved them there and then somewhere else. That's the scary part. You can't go sleep in a park, can't sleep on a bench. Most places they arrest you. Can't go put a tent in the woods. They show up. And so, I was in L.A. a couple of years ago and saw little tent cities and shanty towns. So you're saying those are basically gone. So where are these people going?
I don't know. We met a guy. We were driving down this road, and we saw an interesting billboard that has David de Rothschild on it looking like Jesus Christ, talking about how he's this echo warrior, which we got some footage of. And then just down the road from there, there's this big sign that this guy, wrote about, where's my bailout, Obama? And he had this nice little kind of poem written. We went in and interviewed him, and he's losing his small business that he put a second mortgage out on his house to get this loan to teach massage. He's like a chiropractor and a massage instructor. So he set up his school, and it was going good, but a lot of people, he's letting people in for, kind of free or discounted rates to teach him, because he's out there just trying to help people and teach people, and he wasn't able to keep up with his payments, and his the person who owned that building, finally had to cut him loose, and she gave him the end of the month to get out, and so he's got no way to make money now, and he's got a house that he's about to lose, and he's worried, he might, in 2 or 3 months, he might be out on the street, and he's unable to get the loan. They won't give him another loan. He's just kind of in this weird area where, he wasn't able to make his payments for a couple months. And that just snowballed into, well, now you have bad credit. Now you can't, we're not going to give you any money. And now you're going to go live on the street, basically.
Okay. Great. I mean, great that you're getting all this footage. Too bad for him. Specifically now, you're going to get me the phone numbers for some of these people, their names. We can have them on the show, and so they can report to us when things happen. Tell them don't lose that number. Secondarily, I want to get you down there to see them showing up to have their cars and their bicycles locked up as they go into the camp. Have you talked to them about letting you get into the camp, the government facility?
In the Cal Expo, I haven't. We haven't gone up there. We're going to go up there in a little while just to scout it out and see what it's like. We're going to be back at the bus depot pickup by 3, and we're going to interview some people at the, there's a couple of homeless shelters. Basically, from where the tent city is, you walk through a small neighborhood that's got a couple streets of houses and then a lot like industrial park type stuff. you know, the concrete maker, a granite place, and then an old machine shop. And you walk through that, and you hit 16th Street, and then you have, you know, a lot of the homeless shelters that are pretty much there at capacity. And but
all right, I want you to go get footage how those are at capacity. Or have you already gotten footage of that?
We have not got footage of that yet. So that's what we're doing today. And then we're going to head back up tonight. A couple people have, you know, they said, yeah, come back up. We'll, you know, we'll show you how we live, you know, how we cook dinner. And, you know, they actually, you know, they're able to find food. You know, when they work, they make the money and they don't have to pay for rent. So they are able to use that money for cell phones or for food.
But the key is, but the key is now, if they're forced into the tent city and they've got to be out at 5, in at 3, there's no way for most of them to be able to get jobs that they now have. So here's the system making it where they can't live.
Exactly. And then by them trying to better themselves and get a job, you know, that option is taken away from them. And that's the crazy part about it, Alex. It's like, you know, the government wants to pretend like it's going to help these people, but by trying to help them, they're just creating them. They're making them more dependent on the system, which is what, you know, which is what I think they want to do, to have that control over them.
All right. Specifically, where is Jason right now? Is he still interviewing people?
I think he's still interviewing. I haven't seen him yet. I walked back to the car. It's about, from where we parked, it's about a half a mile hike in and over the.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I said I would have you on last hour, and then now I had you on this hour, so I know that kind of messed you guys up. Sometime tomorrow, do the hike all the way down through, you know, to show and find some of the hermits back there in the back, because we need to give people a clear picture of this. But it's key. And you're doing a great job, by the way, Rob, to get lots of footage of the other homeless shelters at capacity and this larger archipelago of homeless people now exploding in size. Get back to work, my friend. Good job.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Coming up next hour, talk about her research and the horrors going on in the prisons. This whole nation's turning into a giant prison. I'm going to cover other news, like mandatory service bill lives on. Alert, alert. We barely got it pulled out last week thanks to your actions and others. Huge viral stories on the web. Now it's back. They know we'll be less upset this time. Oh, we got to fight it again, and they do it again. Oh, we got to fight it again. That's the psychology these people use. And so we're going to be covering that. I got a big stack of news I haven't covered. We'll intersperse with the next guest as well. I'm going to blitz through some news coming up in the next segment. I did want to make a program note here. That is, we have been working for 2 months with a consulting company to launch a super awesome Web 2.0, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have the InfoWars network works okay. We got like 9,000 members. Haven't really promoted it because it's quirky. This is a better MySpace type system for PrisonPlanet.tv members. A whole bunch of other stuff. Better videos, better quality, better look. I mean, just wait till you see it. It's gorgeous. For PrisonPlanet.tv members. And it should launch today or tomorrow before our April 10th, 5th anniversary. 5 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. So it's 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month, get a monthly trial membership, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. And that also funds this operation. You get the live TV show that I simulcast with radio. Jason Burmes, 9 to midnight, simulcast on the radio at Genesis, out of this studio for 3 hours, with video clips, guest in studio, all of it. Just a whole other dimension of this information at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the list just goes on and on. Expanded extras that aren't on the DVDs. Like Endgame 1.5 for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank all of you for your support. Some of the other sponsors I want to thank before we come back in the next hour with our next guest is eFoods Direct. And I can't say enough about this fabulous sponsor. The longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, the biggest storable foods company in the nation, non-GMO, just super high quality, non-hybrid. Just get their 3-day responder. It's like $21.95, and it gives you a sample of the high quality foods they've got. No fillers, none of that stuff, no MSG. So be sure and go to efoodsdirect.com. They're also looking for people like Bob Dacey, the Hardware Store Incorporated here in Austin, Texas, now a distributor for him. You can get it at his place for, you know, good distributors, sub-distributors around the country. Go to efoodsdirect.com. Call, get a free catalog, watch the free videos on their site, efoodsdirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, big banners up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, the J. Michael Stevens Group. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about, mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. A lot of things can cut your electrical power off, hurricanes, snow, ice, or the government to teach you to be a good environmental slave can cut it off a few hours a day like they're doing around the world. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, the generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. That's why you need solar power. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun, folks, yet, so make your move now. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com, or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. Again, that number is 877-327-0365. All right, and be sure and support all of our local AM and FM affiliates as well. They're sponsors for supporting this show. Spread the word if you're listening on the AM and FM dial about how folks can tune in at red lights. Tell people to tune in. I'm getting a lot of new affiliates across the country. Also, tell folks about the internet streams at InfoWars.com, the free podcast at InfoWars.com. All right, the fourth and final hour is straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.